This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Spotify launches educational video courses in the UK. TikTok turns to a teenage youth council. And the studio behind Spyro Remakes and Crash Bandicoot 4 is reportedly working with Xbox on a new game. It's Tuesday, March 26th, and this is Engadget News. There was once a time when you went to one place for music, another for education, and so on. But many companies are now attempting to turn themselves into a jack-of-all-trades to compete for survival. The latest example is Spotify, which has announced a test for video-based learning courses. The new feature joins the platform's music, podcasts, and audiobooks lineup. Spotify has teamed up with a range of content partners: BBC Maestro, Play Virtuoso, Thinkific Labs Inc., and Skillshare. They offer content in four main categories: making music, getting creative, learning business, and healthy living. The platform claims that around half of users have engaged in self-help or educational podcasts. The test courses are available only to UK users, with free and premium subscribers receiving at least 2 free lessons per course. The series will range in price from $25 up to $100, regardless of a person's subscription tier. Users can access them on mobile or desktop. Exact pricing and availability might change if the feature moves past the test phase. This foray into video-based courses follows shortly after Spotify introduced music videos in beta. They're available on select tracks and, like the classes, are not available to U.S. subscribers. The U.K. is among the 11 countries with access. Last summer, TikTok said it planned to form a youth council of teens to advise the company as part of a broader push to beef up safety features for the app's youngest users. That group is now official, and they have already started meeting with the company, including CEO Shou Chu. The announcement comes as TikTok is fighting a bill that would force parent company ByteDance to sell the app or face a ban in the United States. As part of that effort, the company has tried to mobilize its users, many of them teens, to oppose the measure. TikTok's critics often cite youth safety as one of the most significant risks posed by the app. It's not clear if the newly formed youth council will do much to counter that perception, but the company says the group has already influenced an upcoming media literacy campaign in the U.S., that will focus on misinformation, AI-generated content, and more. The council, which is made up of 15 teens from the U.S., U.K., Brazil, Indonesia, Ireland, Kenya, Mexico, and Morocco, has also weighed in on the app's youth portal feature, which provides in-app privacy and security resources. According to TikTok, the council is meant to advise on the safety policies and issues that often impact teens. The group also collaborates with UK online safety organization Presidio Safeguarding, which helped select the council's teenage members, all of whom are paid, according to TikTok. The company notes that Shou Chu attended the most recent meeting in February when the youth council asked TikTok to share more details about how reporting and blocking work in the app. While it's not yet clear how much, if any, influence TikTok's youth council will ultimately wield over the company's policies, it underscores just how important teens are to the platform. TikTok is one of the most dominant apps among teens in the U.S., currently the company's largest market. The company has also leaned on them to oppose the bill that could lead to a ban of the app, though those efforts may have backfired.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
According to Windows Central, the newly independent game studio Toys for Bob, which announced last month that it was splitting from Microsoft-owned Activision, has entered an agreement with Xbox for a new game. The deal was reportedly mentioned during a recent town hall meeting. Toys for Bob developed 2018's Spyro Reignited trilogy and was behind Crash Bandicoot 4, along with the Nintendo Switch port for the Insane trilogy. There are no real details yet as to what the new title might be, aside from a comment by Xbox's Matt Booty that it will be in line with the kind of games Toys for Bob has become known for. That's according to sources cited by Windows Central. Toys for Bob also led the development of the early Skylanders Toys to Life games, though it only recently departed from the Activision Blizzard Microsoft family. The studio indicated leading up to the news of its deal with Xbox that it would remain open to working with its former employer on future projects. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by senior editor Carissa Bell, weekend editor Cheyenne McDonald, and contributor Sarah Fielding, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.